thank you. Micah jumped the gun before I had a chance to introduce the panel, but that's absolutely fine. I'm Fauna Foreman from the Department of Political Science, and I co-direct the Center on Global Justice, which is a new ORU on the campus. So our second paper now is Sarah Kaplan and Dio Gore, Rethinking Black Studies for the 21st Century. Thanks.
So we're going to be working collaboratively through this presentation, and I'll be starting off. I'm Sarah Clark Kaplan. I'm an assistant professor in Ethnic Studies and Critical Gender Studies, and this is Dio F. Gore, an associate professor in Critical Gender Studies, Ethnic Studies, and also the director of the African American Studies minor on campus.
So tired.
Yes, also tired. So what we've come to you with today is a proposal that is currently underway. It's a proposal for the creation of a Black Studies research collaborative at UCSD. This collaborative would pursue new ways to institutionalize existing and emergent cross-campus initiatives in both African American studies and African diaspora studies. What we envision is a collaborative that draws on and extends existing institutional structures at UCSD, including multi-campus and single-campus organizational research units, as well as other kinds of research centers, including Center for the Humanities, which we've been working with closely and create. And I should say, when I describe that, you might think that it really doesn't belong in a sort of section on addressing educational inequities, and I actually agree. That's actually not what we're talking about. While we do know that programs that create large-scale institutional centers for intellectual collaboration and growth in fields like ethnic studies or African American studies do often increase diversity on these campuses by making the campus a place that is more hospitable to recruiting and retaining stellar faculty of color, this is not a diversity program. This is not an educational inequity program. And we were more than willing to be moved into this for time reasons. But I point this out because I think it strikes exactly at why an initiative like this is so crucial. In the 4 years since the Compton cookout, this campus has had to do a lot of hard thinking about its relationship to blackness, and a great deal of work has been done. There's been a great deal of outreach in terms of recruitment and retention of black faculty, and there's been shifts in curriculum, in particular the DEI, in order to produce the conditions for increasing education amongst our undergraduate population. However, we've actually failed, I think, in some ways, and I include myself in that as somebody who does this research, to produce the kinds of really vibrant intellectual centers on campus to really build the kind of work in African American studies, the research and scholarship that would really benefit the stellar faculty that we already have and would put us on par with virtually every other UC that has some kind of institutional center like that. So what we're seeking to produce is some kind of institutional venue that would enable rigorous and collaborative research and teaching in black studies that crosses divisional, departmental, and campus boundaries through the production of innovative scholarship in the field, that strengthens undergraduate and graduate education, and that builds sustainable and mutually beneficial relationships with local communities. So, just a little mention from W.E.B. Du Bois here. And we're not going to spend any time on this, but I think it does point to what we're actually thinking. I just want to sort of emphasize one thing, that while the sort of scholarship of blackness is old, it goes all the way back to Du Bois, right? It goes back over several centuries. It is a very new field. Black studies as a field has only existed since the 1960s, early 70s, and so it's a field that's actually rife with growth right now, and it's an incredibly important intellectual endeavor to invest in. So this is sort of where we start. UCSD does not have that infrastructure currently in place to do that kind of work, though we do have, I should say, award-winning faculty who are doing that work. They're dispersed across departments, they're dispersed across divisions in ways that really make it difficult for them to really engage in the kind of intellectual collaborations to push the field forward in the way that this campus really could see it happen. So this is where we start.
So I just want to talk a little bit about what we've been doing this year, how we came to sort of some of this work. And partly what we saw is sort of the importance of building a sort of intellectual space for people who are doing this work across campus. This year we started something we call Thinking Race, Gender, and Place, a Black Studies Project, and was mainly initiated, I think, in a way to try to create spaces for scholars across campus who are doing work on Black Studies, broadly defined, and start to see sort of what we had out there, if we could have a collective process and draw people in. And it actually has been a very exciting year in doing that. I think for me, the main impetus behind it was the ways in which it was noticeable to me. I've been at UCSD just 2 years, but it was noticeable to me that there was a lot of sort of excitement about bringing in new faculty of color. But when I arrived here, there wasn't a space for someone who focuses on African American studies to have these broader conversations. There was no institute. There was no sort of space where I could actually do this work more collaboratively with other scholars outside of my department in ethnic studies. And so for me, and also just to think about it as an intellectual part of the foundations of the campus, right? Not simply that students, whether they're African American or not, see it as a necessary part of being fully trained in humanities, arts and science, social science on this campus, that you sort of see this as foundational sort of intellectual pursuit. And also, I think for faculty, whatever you're working on, that it's a part of sort of how you think about the intellectual foundations of UCSD. And I think when we started the project, it was really trying to create that space, that place for conversation, for people to come together, whether they were newly thinking about this field, whether they were thinking about a DEI and was like, oh, how do I incorporate, or they'd been working on it for that's their career, their field, their specialty. And so really trying to create that space, we came up with this program, which was 3 events. And we tried to think about them in ways that sort of gave an expansive view of Black studies. So one was really thinking about Black studies as it sort of interacts with queer studies and sexuality studies. Another thinking about sort of how I think Black studies has made its initial inroads, social movements, history. And the last one, thinking about how Black studies is actually important in think and understanding and conceptualizing sort of the 21st century world we live in, new forms of racialization. And that's a third talk we did. In part, what we had was a series of speakers, invited guests to give talks. We also had a number of faculty workshops and brown bag discussions, so grad students, undergrads could meet with people individually and in more sort of smaller settings. We also had a numerous ways that undergrads could interact with it. So this quarter we're running an independent study for undergrads that will count for the African American Studies minor. And in the spring we're doing a fall workshop, it's our faculty symposium where we'll bring faculty together on campus and in Southern California to talk about sort of both the field of Black studies, but also how you might think about implementing institutional relationships both across campuses and at UCSD. So just to give you a sense of what the talks have been, we've been extremely excited by the turnout. Each talk has garnered over 100 attendees. 250 folks have attended our events in total. We've had at least 50 people come to the small workshops we've given, brown bags. We've had involvement from across divisions and departments. And also we've just recently received funding for our next year initiative that will help fund more faculty workshops to sort of bring faculty together to talk more about how do you build these things. And we also have great art.
Oh, yeah, we do, but the slide's not working.
Oh, no.
So we can't show you all our great art. It's very sad.
That's sad.
But we also have had a huge amount of support, obviously, from people across campus. We've been sponsored by virtually every department we've reached across divisions, across schools, and across departments, to dean's offices, as well as from the VCEDI. But I know we have to end, and I know we're running over, but I want to just give you a sense of where we're actually going. What we are envisioning is a research center, some kind of institutional center on campus that works around 3 research themes: gender and sexuality studies, internationalism and transnationalism, and transformations in social movements. The reason we center on these 3 themes is not just because these are the cutting edge areas of work in African American and African diaspora studies, but because these are actually areas of scholarship and theoretical frameworks that now are considered crucial to the academy in general, but that actually originally emerged over a century ago in African American studies. So things like the this term intersectionality or this notion of internationalism or transnationalism that is used so widely in the academy are actually intellectual concepts that emerged in African and American and African diaspora studies, as well as, you know, as we know, some of the best work that's been done across the last 100 years has been thinking social movements and theorizing social movements through Black studies. So what we really see is a way of creating a research center that allows people who work on a variety of different things to draw upon a kind of intellectual formation that emerges out of the field of Black studies to do work in a diverse set of ways that also recognizes the centrality of Blackness to the fabric of American life. And finally, you know, we're not going to actually have time to talk about this. I'm going to leave our goals up there for a minute, and we can actually always come back to them. We're trying to create a structure. We're trying to increase collaborative scholarship. We're also trying to support teaching on campus and to be able to work across campus and in communities of African descent. So we will end there, but I do want to say that we'd really appreciate in the Q&A, we actually have a 3-year timeline laid out for precisely how you would go from having a campus that has such disparate and sort of diffuse areas of study in this to really creating the kind of robust scholarly center that faculty across campus could take advantage of. Thanks. One question, because we went over. Collaboration's hard. Yeah, Carol.
Hi. Hi to both of you. I went to the workshop about Rosa Parks. And, you know, the room was just jam-packed full, but a lot of undergraduate students. So what is the context of talking about the past in contemporary ways? How do you see your project bringing to life something that some of us experienced, but our students have not directly? I mean, a lot of them were born after Rosa Parks, did most of her activist work.
So I think partly when we think about the project in its three terms is really an effort to reach sort of the multiple ways people might intersect with Black studies. And one of them is sort of, and I think one of the most vibrant in academia has been sort of the ways Black studies has talked about social movements, has made us rethink the 60s and 70s, made us rethink earlier social movements. And that was the last conversation we had on Rosa Parks. But I guess I would say, and the students were, you know, at some point we said, students, if you have to go, you can go. They didn't take that as an opportunity to leave. They all said, stayed and wanted to stay more because I think it speaks to, they're on a campus that is talking about diversity and telling them sort of they have to think about being more sort of attuned to diversity in the world. But in part, Black Studies gives them some of the tools and the history and the knowledge to build that, not just telling them they have to do it, but saying that it's a part of an intellectual process, right? It's not something that's separate from your education, but it's integral to your education. And so I think they find a lot of use in learning how history sort of operates to think about their both what they miss in undergrad and in high school, but also how they think about their own life and sort of self and how they take on these questions that we're posing to them in very real ways, right? And how the classroom might actually be a place and intellectual communities and talks might be a place where they can build that knowledge and sort of have a better understanding of these things. So,
absolutely. And I would just add that, you know, I think traditionally African American studies as a field emerged out of literature and history as its two sort of strong suits. There's a lot of African American literary studies and a lot of that kind of historical work. But the ways that we're thinking about transforming the study of social movements is in ways that would reach both out to those students who have in fact really never experienced any of this and might not even be learning that much about it, but much more to actually provide us with ways to expand beyond that kind of very isolated literary, historical, disciplinarily bound model to think about the ways in which a rethinking of Rosa Parks by a political scientist, which is what Jean Theo Harris is, might allow us to completely rethink, not just as students, but as scholars, how we understand contemporary social movements, how we understand what it means to organize in a so-called post-racial moment, how we think about her as a feminist as well as a particular kind of civil rights activist, how we understand her work as an abolitionist in terms of prisons. And that is really relevant to contemporary struggles and contemporary work that people are doing in social movements in ways that really require an interdisciplinary approach to these kinds of traditional areas of literature and history. Thank you.